She loves Chanel CC, designer belt GG, house full of models GG. How many bottles plenty? How many hating many? Run it up, 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 run up a check. Chilling with hoes, I'm smashing the friend and I'm smashing the next. She said she love it, I do it the best.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of A Little Kiss and Tell. This is your girl, Moneybags, and I have my co-host here with me today.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Ashley Nicole.
And it's your boy, Your Majesty. What's going on?
And we have the infamous Passport Cuddy in the building. I'm excited about this.
Thank you.
Yes, feel free to plug anything you have going on, your social media.
Okay. I am Passport Cuddy, the author of The MMN is for Money. My Instagram is Passport_Cuddy, same for Twitter. I am an unconventional life coach. Come to me for all things relationship and sex and friends and whatever you want to talk about. I talk about everything.
I love it. Okay, so we start off with the sex position of the day. So for today's sex position, we have the galley. It says the man sits with his legs stretched out and his arms leaning back for support. The woman sits facing in the other direction, so her butt is towards him, towards his chest, and leans forward. She controls the movement with her arms. So this is what this looks like.
Okay.
Also, she backwards.
Right.
Oh.
So yeah. So her back is to him and her chest is kind of like towards his knees.
Yep.
So it's almost like she's twerking on him, but like
yeah.
Fuck.
Right. That's okay. What it seems like. Yeah.
I've done that before, but I'm trying to figure out if it was successful.
Right.
So let me just say mine is successful. I did it, but I'm also like I'm long, you know. So like I don't know how successful it is for somebody short.
Or with yeah, like, a smaller dick, right?
I'm like, did it keep slipping out or not?
Right. You gotta have a long dick, I feel.
Well, bad. You know what? It will slip out if your arch is not right. Your right. Arch will be right in your back. So you yeah. Can't put it mm-hmm. Just later.
Yeah.
You gotta have an arch.
Arch.
Okay, so we like to start off with an icebreaker game just to loosen everybody up. Okay. And we have Passport Cuddies, you tried it.
Yes. My favorite icebreakers matter.
And I tell you, this game been getting some hits. People love it.
I'm actually about to put it back on sale this week for pre-order because it sold out so fast. I didn't know it was going to do so good. I was like, I was hoping it did good, but then
yeah.
It did it way better. It sold out
before I got mine, so I need to order it.
It's right, me too.
Game. I love this game.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's start it off. So we have sextapade. Sit if you put your finger in someone's anus.
No, I actually haven't done that.
Oh, okay. Your Majesty and Ashley Nicole sipping. I need to hear a story for that.
She signed NDA. She can't say it.
Oh. It's one of those. Okay.
The real life.
I'm screaming. Okay. Never again. Sip if you shitted on yourself. Oh.
Like when I was a child?
Okay.
Who shitted on themselves?
That's where Cuddy's sipping. I'm sipping.
Yeah.
Like shitting on ourselves, like as an adult?
Yeah.
Yes. I want to make it, man.
Okay, so let me tell my story because this is really... Y'all should actually feel bad for me. So what happened was I was on a very crazy strict diet trying to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And I was eating so healthy for mm-hmm. like weeks on end. And then I had a meeting. My financial advisor told me to meet her at Benihana because it was her daughter's birthday. But I had to sign some papers. So she was like, oh, why don't you just stay and eat with us? And I was like, all right. And then I was like, well, since I'm here, I'm like, could you put some more garlic butter on that? More garlic butter, like more. So I'm thinking this is my little cheat day.
Right.
And I made it to the car and I felt like I had to go, but I had already left Benihana. So I was trying to hold it and it literally just exploded, right? So I'm at the garage getting my car out. You know, they got to bring your car out the garage. And thank the Lord, it was the winter time and I had on a long coat. But so then I had to get in the car and take the roll of toilet paper and stuff my pants with paper towel until I got home, because there was nowhere to like go and clean up or anything. So when I got home, I was just praying to God I didn't get in the elevator with nobody. Nobody stopped me. Nobody, like, so I like parked the car and like ran upstairs. I felt so embarrassed, but literally my body could not hold it, being that I hadn't eaten and I was eating so healthy.
Wow.
Wait a minute. The viewers can see us right now. I can't.
It was bad. I felt so, like nobody really knew that for the longest time. Like in hindsight, I could laugh about it, but I was so embarrassed.
Like, I can believe
it. I couldn't even tell anybody. I was like, oh my goodness.
I'm good. But I'm telling you, when you be on those diets and like you eat just a piece of something,
literally,
everybody be like, oh hell no.
You're
just painting
it out.
Yeah, so word to the wise, chill on the garlic butter.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Thank you for sharing. Okay, let's see. So we got sexcapade. Have you ever tried double penetration? If so, sit.
No. Ooh, no.
Okay, none of us have.
But I watch it.
You watch porn too?
Yes.
I'm the only one that don't like porn.
No, I don't like porn. You know, I don't really care for porn like that.
No, but this is me when I'm watching porn. Like, I'll watch it and then it's like my like guilty little pleasure. And then as soon as I'm done, I'll be like, like close the phone out, throw it somewhere. Like, oh my God. Like, I'm like, oh. Yeah, but it's actually kind of interesting. Sometimes you don't even really be watching it for it to like turn you. You be like,
whoa! Life,
all types of things on that thing. Everything. Okay, so whole face. Sip if you've left one person from having sex and went to have sex with another person immediately after.
Let me get my.
Wait, you can't log out on your own game now. Okay.
Listen, she made this game with personal experiences in mind.
It's so funny because I really did make it from my own personal experiences, but also my stories that I hear from other people, that I hear from other people. I'm like, well, I didn't do that, but somebody else did. So
let me add it in there.
And the crazy part is like sitting around, especially sitting around with Gigi, we'd be having some crazy talks. Like it'd be
I love it. We enjoyed her on too. Gigi was on there. Yeah.
He's always, always, always a very entertaining guest. Always.
Okay, so let's get into In Your Business.
In Your Business.
Okay, so our In Your Business topic for this particular episode is going to be the Oprah Winfrey story that they did with Meghan and Prince Harry. And you know how they've left the royal family and they've moved to the US of A and they are now in California.
Yeah.
What was your outlook? I know Your Majesty hasn't seen it yet, but they pretty much talked about everything and all of their problems that they've had. I kind of feel like Meghan, I mean, you married into a family and you knew you weren't 100% Caucasian. So,
yeah.
Do your research.
Like, do your research next time.
I don't really know what she expected, but I'm not surprised nonetheless because even if they weren't royalty, these are things that happen in regular, you know, interracial relationships between two families. So it's not really surprising at all. The only thing that I was I think I'm more surprised that they were surprised. Like the fact that like when Oprah was like, oh my God, they said that? I'm like,
didn't I say the same thing? Because she was just like, oh my God, I'm appalled. And I'm like, what? Oprah, you're black.
I don't have much of a reaction for that, but I do say that, you know, people, what I don't like is seeing people's comments on like, oh, feel so bad for her and her castle or her big house or they're so rich or blah, blah, blah. There's people with real problems. I am sympathetic to the fact that we all feel like our problems are the worst.
Yes.
You know, like, so it doesn't matter at what level it is. We could feel, you know, somebody could be an A student and get a seat on their medical exam or the bar or something like that. And they're, you know, devastated. So I just don't like that people try to like compare the pain, like no pain is superior, you know, like, or especially if she's saying that she wanna kill herself. Like you can't be like, that's not enough to kill yourself. Well, if she says it is, then it is, you know?
Yeah. Like, you don't know what a person's breaking.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, I know I haven't seen it, but I mean, from what I've seen on Instagram and also from the story that I kind of followed prior to the interview, like, I just kind of feel like she, I mean, I'm sure she tried her best to to be who they wanted her to be to a certain extent. Especially with the way that her mother-in-law, Princess Diana, may she rest in peace, how she was treated, and you know what I'm saying, by the family, and she was of the same skin tone. So it's just like she probably already was like, okay, this is gonna be bad, but if I give them what they want, then you know what I'm saying, then hopefully they'll kind of chill. But the way that the media kind of like, because I think I saw like a comparison on how the media did her when her pregnancy versus Kate, what's her name? Katie or whatever her name is. Yeah, like how they kind of like compared the two. Like they just really just like dogged this young lady. And I'm just like, for what? Like, I mean, but at the same time, I pray peace and safety and, you know, some protection.
The media do it every time.
I'm just now learning about like, I mean, some part of me feels bad, like, damn, you don't know that? And I'm thinking to myself, that ain't my country. I don't know what's going on over there. So I really don't know a lot about like the story with Princess Diana, just the whole royal family. And now I'm just now catching up. And
it's
I'm
crazy.
Like, oh, what? That's what
yeah.
Because it's crazy. Young, you know? So I didn't know. So now I know. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Ooh, okay.
I ain't gonna lie, the only reason why I know the story so well about Princess Diana, my grandmother loved her. So like I stayed on my grandma's house a lot. So I really would watch what my grandma was watching. Okay. And my grandma would like actually like read like little things to us about Princess Diana. So yeah, like it was horrible.
Yeah, I didn't know any of it.
I had to do my research on that because I don't even know. I thought it was the didn't they say like the paparazzi or following
but and this is all like me just saying what I heard, but like her husband, who was that, Charles? So come to find out, he just always had this mistress that he really loved,
the
girl, or Camilla or whatever. So
I cannot remember her name, but yeah, I
know. Yeah, he always wanted to be with her, but they would not accept her in the royal family. So he had to get married to Diana, basically, because she fit more of the, you know, the role. And so they never were really, like, I guess, in love or whatever. Yeah. So now Camilla was always on the side the whole entire time. And so Diana was basically doing her own thing. And then they figured it out, you know. And then that's how they started like trying to follow her, because they realized like something wasn't, you know, all clear in the water over there. Whatever. This is all what I'm learning.
Right.
So I was like, oh, word? I was like, so weird.
Go back and like listen to all of it and read articles. It's real interesting.
And they killed
also,
that girl.
They also said, well, I don't know what is on here, but allegedly on Netflix, The Crown is about their family.
I think so. That's what I heard. Yeah.
Ooh, I gotta watch it then.
I gotta watch it.
I heard that's what it's kind of based on, right?
Yeah, I just started. And they're saying that people are talking about it a lot more now because whatever season is on now is there up to this part about Diana, like in the depth.
Oh, ooh, I gotta watch that. I'll be looking for a new Netflix watch. Yeah. Okay, so for today's topic, how to properly use your vagina.
I don't have one.
Who best to ask? But password cutty here.
But in what way are we talking?
So we're talking about, because we recently saw what you were posting about how women, you know, just giving it up and not getting paid for or things of that nature. So we're gonna ask you some questions and get your input on it.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so the first one. How did you get to a point where you were stern in your decision to make a man earn the booty before just giving it up?
Oh, that's a great question. It was a couple of things, right? So I think, okay, I'll probably give you like three quick answers that they all kind of mesh together to like form that hardcore no. Number one, at 21, I met a guy. Before 21, I did not even have a guy who like really did anything for me, right? Never, I was always doing for them. I was giving them money. I was letting them drive my car. I was dropping them off, picking them up. I was like a whole little freaking doja. I was like a little sugar mama. I don't know what it was that I felt like I did whatever I could to keep them, you know, like whatever. And then at 21, I met this guy, and I talk about that in my book, and then he paid for me, and I was like, oh shit, guys got money? I didn't even know they had a coin. I didn't even know they had a dollar, right? So I'm like, oh, there's a whole nother type out there? Oh, I like this type. I don't like that type no more. I like this type, right? So I was like, maybe there's some more out there like this. Like, maybe there's some more. So like, I start like, searching in a different way now. So like, I'm looking for certain guys that I want to see if they'll pay or they'll pick me up or they'll, you know, fly me out or this or that. And the more I didn't like jump into just doing immediately as soon as I met a guy, it was like, oh wow, there really are other guys out here, right? So that's that. Secondly, I started noticing that one of my biggest pet peeves was noticing that it was never the guys who actually did something for you that was talking shit about you. Right? It was always the guys who didn't have to do a damn thing. They up there talking, they running their mouth, running their mouth. And then like people always just feel like, oh, like especially women, they feel, oh, I don't want to ask him for nothing because then I don't want him telling. I'm like, what guy you ever heard running around being like, yeah, that bitch was so broke I had to pay her rent every month. That's not how it goes. You know what I mean? Like guys are not, that's not what they're gossiping about. But you do hear guys be like, man, she was mad easy. I just fucked her. I ain't have to do nothing. I just went over there. You know, like whatever. So they brag about those type of things, but they don't brag about the things that they do for a woman. So I'm like, oh, okay. Well, this is like a little insurance that if I have them do something, you know, then they're less likely to spread our business or talk shit about me later on.
Ah,
and then also,
yeah,
because, and I tell this story a lot, and it sends chills up my spine because like I heard a man say, he had cheated with this girl, and then when he cheated, I guess, and it went sour and it got exposed. He said something like, yeah, she just, you know, she was just one of them bitches that just wanted to be around. I didn't even have to feed her. And when said that, it really, I still think about that till this day, because I mean, in the moment when things were good, they were probably like all lovey-dovey and like, oh, it seemed all genuine and all of this stuff and organic. And then in the drop of a dime, it goes from that to now shaming her and insulting her and embarrassing her. Mm. And I was like, for somebody to be able to say, like, I didn't even have to feed her. Like, maybe in the moment, she didn't want to look like she was trying to use you or take advantage or whatever. But now it's, I didn't even give her a hot dog, you know? So it made me feel like, nah, I can't give these guys the satisfaction anymore to just be able to control the narrative like that. Mm-hmm. And I just always felt like once you had a guy, like in my book, one of the things, the first chapter of the book is the four women who I say have some difficulty getting money or anything out of a man. And one of the women are the woman who has sex too fast. And people always say like, well, Cuddy, what's too fast? And I'm like, before you get anything. Mm-hmm. So if you get something on day one, or you get something on day 10, or you get something in a year, like, as long as you get something before you do it, you should be fine. Because when you try to turn it around afterwards, a lot of the time it's not really successful, mm-hmm. you know? But guys, I mean, if they leave after they've given you something, then, oh, well, you don't feel so bad about it. But exactly. Most of the time they don't usually just drop you like that if they've made any sort of gesture to, you know, do anything. So I'm like, all right, well, and it's not error proof, but it just has a way better percentage of you not being in a, you know, fetal position in your bed, like feeling so stupid for like doing something with this dude and then he on to the next one. So
that's true though. I love that.
That's real talk, because you know, I had the dude that, you know, he would be giving me stuff and he's still around. And I'm like, damn, like, he didn't get no booty till year four. So,
and you know what? Another thing I always say is like, people be like, oh, why do women always expect something from men? I was like, I didn't even know men had anything. Like, a guy initiated it. So it's not that I was asking for anything. Actually, these guys are doing it, you know, regardless. Now, if they don't think that they have to do it for you, they're not. But if you do have some sort of, you know, expectation and be like let's say, for example, even in the pandemic, you know, everybody's excuse was, oh, everything's closed, can't take people out, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
So I would say, so now guys were getting over being able to say, oh, just come to the crib, this, that, whatever. And I'll be like, oh, okay, so, can you pick up some Ruth's Chris before, you know, like, oh, what are we gonna have for dinner or whatever? You wanna order some Ruth's Chris, like, pick us up some Ruth's Chris or STK or something like that. Like, you gonna pay for it one way or another, right. You know, like, and not to say that just because you bought me the stuffed chicken that I was gonna fuck you, but.
So what though, I was talking to somebody and my homeboy told me that. He said, men always feel like they don't have to pay for it. He said, but even married men pay for it because they're taking care of their families. Mm-hmm. So like, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Mm. And it's not even, it doesn't even have to be transactional, like you're paying for that. It's just that it's more of you just looking out for me and you know, that's how I look at it. Like, I don't feel like it's like you have to pay me for my vagina.
Right.
But like if I know that you're the type of person that has a problem with putting out any money, we're not going to make it in the long run because I'm generous myself. So I don't want to feel like I'm willing to buy you whatever or do whatever or to put a smile on your face and you're not willing to do the same for me. But I do have my little 30% rule. So it's like, whatever they buy me, I'll give you a like 30% rebate. So if you spend 1,000 on me, I'm gonna spend 300 on you. If you spend 300 on me, I'll spend 100 on you. You know,
I like that. See, I like that. I'm fucking with that.
I fuck with it. But my thing is like, they expect things from us. They expect mercy. So it's like, you expecting sex. Why can't we expect something from y'all to show appreciation of some sort and that we do matter? So like you said, you're not just gonna go on to the next shit because that's what they're gonna do.
And sometimes it's not even money. Sometimes it's just a gesture, a favor, act of service. Like if you take me to the airport, if you, you know, if you shovel my car
take out, the trash
you know, out. No, or like, yeah, take the trash out, like all types of other things that makes me feel like you got me, you know, versus somebody being like, I ain't your man. I ain't doing that. You know, type. I'll be like, okay, I don't like this one.
Yeah. Okay, so what would you say? You touched on it a little bit, but what would you say is the best way for a woman to state her requirements to a man she is dating when knowing his end goal is just sex?
Oh, that's the easiest one for me. I think it's harder when you're actually looking for a relationship, because when you're looking for a relationship, you don't want to come off a certain way. Mm-hmm. But if a guy, if you know he just wants sex and he's already coming off a certain way, then I don't give a fuck, right? Mm-hmm. So, because he didn't conceal that, right? He didn't care. So for me, oh, this is a little, I talk about this area now and then. This is a new tip that I actually don't have in the book. I learned it later. Well, I made it up later. But so if I know it's a dude that like just want to have sex, or like we're talking or texting or whatever, I'll say something like, so what you pay for? And then they'll be like, what you mean what I pay for? I'm like, no, I'm just trying to figure out like how you take care to, you know, how you look out for the girls that you fuck with, you know, like whatever. Mm. And then they'll be like, so I remember one guy, he said to me, he's like, what you mean? Like hair or nails or something? I was like, yeah, but my nails ain't $40. And he was like, he said, so how much your nails? Like $100 or something? I was like, about a little more, whatever, but you know, and we hadn't even done anything yet, but I mean, ultimately I knew what he wanted. And then he said, so we just had a conversation about it. It wasn't like I was trying to ultimatum him. We were just talking and I was saying it in a real, very funny, friendly way. And then we hadn't even met yet. But the next day I was, I got an alert from Cash App. It was like for nails. And I was like, oh, okay. Damn. This is before I even met him. Like,
wow.
So it's all like, you can really do it from conversation, right? Okay. And the whole book. So the book that I wrote, The M and Man Is for Money, like chronicles like all of this type of stuff. Like it has all these tips about how you handle each type of person. Cause I'm gonna be honest with you, I hate even looking at the world like this, but from not only my own circle and environment, I do advice calls all day, every day with people from literally all around the world. Like, and I would say a large percentage of them are dealing with men who have another situation, right? It's very common for somebody to be like, well, he's still living with his baby mother, or he's married, or, you know, I don't know if he's still dealing with his baby mother, but I'm a little uncomfortable with it because I feel like they might still be dealing with each other, or he told me that he doesn't want to be in a relationship and that he's dating, you know? So we have so many guys who are basically saying like, I'm not just yours, or, you know, and you're going to take it or leave it. So once you tell me that, I'm definitely like, well, what else am I getting out of this?
Right.
And I don't say it. It's an internal use only type of thing. But that's how I know I'm not doing what he wants before he does what I want,
right?
At all.
That makes sense.
So with that being said, how do you spot the men out who truly want the relationship or the ones that just want to play games?
Well, a lot of them kind of tell you straight forward in the beginning that they're not looking for a serious relationship, right? Mm-hmm. A guy will literally tell you he's not looking for a serious relationship and tell you he don't want you to be with nobody else.
Right.
Right.
That's so crazy to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, so you don't want to be with just me, but you want me to just be, like you.
And no, and they have absolutely no shame in putting that card on the table.
Yeah, before I had to cut him off because it was like, you want to call me all times of the day and night, and you want me to, you expect me to answer my phone at 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Whatever, but you not mine.
Right. No. Exactly. You know,
I access me like that.
I feel like it's more rare than we believe that guys are lying, saying they want to be in a relationship and they really don't. Like, the way women interpret what they're doing versus what they're saying are two totally different things, right? So, like I said, I'm on my advice calls all day, and I'll have somebody tell me, you know, he said he doesn't want to be in a relationship, blah, blah, blah. I was cool with that. But then he was doing all this stuff. Mm. And I was like, so? Like, he was trying to have a good quality situation with you, right? I'm like that too. I could totally not want to be in a relationship or not press to define this with a title. Mm-hmm. And I still want to sleep together, go on vacation, cook for you, do stuff together. And people are like, no, that's relationship shit. And I hate when people say that, because I'm saying, because now I have to make them understand. We could have sex every single day. We could go out to eat every single day. I could cook for you. I can do all of these fun things that you consider relationship shit. None of those things move us forward. Mm. Like, relationships are like really about growth, right? Like going to the next step and the next level. So all of these things that I'm talking about are just things that we are doing that's twirling us around in circles. And it's fun, but are we going anywhere? No. So technically, you took these things that he was doing that made you feel good and thought that it meant that it was bringing you closer. It was just filling up the time that you had together with a good time, which is exactly what it's supposed to be. But now, because it feels so good, you want him to be just yours, right? But he didn't do anything wrong. So it's not too many people that I get on the phone and they tell me, like, he told me he wanted to be with me. He told me this, he told me that. And then he lied. Most of the people tell me he said he didn't know what he wanted to do, or he didn't commit to them. Right. But they just felt like what he was doing sent them mixed signals. I was like, no.
Yeah.
Right. I think that guys are actually not lying as much as we accuse them of.
That's true. I don't think they are, though. I think it's more of the perception that we're getting. It's like we're talking in our own heads, like, oh, yes. He just bought me a Chanel bag. Yes. He pays my rent. He takes me out real good. So we're in a relationship. He's with me 5 days a week. That doesn't mean that you're progressing in a relationship.
Exactly.
You enjoy each other's company and he likes spending money.
Exactly. Yeah.
So with that, it's kind of like, get what you need.
Yeah.
But women, I'm just now realizing how controlling women are. Right? And that they want to control I'm in awe, because like I didn't realize that women need that title, they need that validation, they need that that vision that they have in their head to match what is going on in real life. Like, I didn't know that everybody, because I don't have that vision, like I don't have that marriage, kids, you know, white picket fence vision. Like, all I think about is like a boat and a jet, but and like there's faces around, but I don't know whose faces those are. But I know I'm there.
But I think, like, for me, being previously married or whatever, like, at that point, it was like, okay, yeah, I want the white fence. I want this. I want that. But now I feel like I'm at the stage in my life where I don't need the title.
Yeah.
Per se, I need the actions.
So yeah.
The actions speak louder than a title.
Yes. Because
anybody can have the title of your man, your husband, mm-hmm. your wife, yeah. your boyfriend, whatever.
Yeah.
But do their actions actually match it? So it's all for me. I'm an actions person.
Yeah.
So show me, don't tell me.
For sure.
So let me ask y'all this then, to go piggyback off that. So would y'all, okay, when not having a title, but dealing with somebody and say he is doing all those things, the actions is matching, but do you care if he's stepping out?
If we're not in a relationship, then he's eligible to.
Right.
Okay.
That's true, so but it's still picky, because if we're not in a relationship, they're eligible to do that. But it still may have me in that state of in my feelings. Like, why? What?
Right.
But definitely you got to be on your own shit. You just got to be like, you know what? Fuck it and do what you want to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you guys don't have a title, you have to assume that at any given moment, he could do whatever he want, right? So, mm-hmm. like, y'all could have been great for 4 months straight. He wasn't dealing with anybody else. But if tomorrow he winds up doing something, I mean, it's okay to, like, it's admissible for him. Like, you can't convict him for that because he made no commitment, right? Is it going to hurt your feelings? Yes. Now, this is why I tell people hate that I say this, but I would stop condemning people for lying, right? Because lying is, there's a fine line between you being a piece of shit versus me trying to respect you, right? Because if I'm dealing with you and we don't have a title and you know that I could deal with other girls, but let's say it's my birthday and this other girl is taking me to Hawaii and you say like, hey, what you doing for your birthday or whatever? And I'm like, oh, you know, I make up some excuse, because how does it sound me saying like, oh, this other chick that I'm dealing with taking me to Hawaii, you know, like, that's not gonna make you feel good. Right. So I really don't understand why people don't necessarily want to be lied to, you know, because they don't want to be lied to. But then if somebody told you the truth, then it's going to be, oh, does he really like me? Does he respect me? Like, yeah. So he thinks that I'm supposed to just sit back and wait till he get back from Hawaii with this other girl that he deal with. Like, people are just trying to avoid that, you know? Yeah. So it's just like, what do you want him to do? I really be asking people, like, what do you want him to do? Because they always like, just tell me the truth. Just tell me the truth. I'm like, you don't want to hear that for real.
I be wanting the truth.
I do too, though.
Like, I think for me, I be wanting the truth.
So you would be okay with somebody telling you that? Like, oh, I'm going to Hawaii with this other girl?
Now, I'm not saying my feelings won't be hurt. Yeah. I'm not saying I won't feel a type of way. But just tell me the truth, like, for real. Because my feeling like you're not going to Hawaii with nobody and then you don't want to talk to me.
And then you done seen it on social media. You see, like, the hand or something over there. Then you really don't
see that. Yeah, but then maybe they just might not tell you at all. They literally might just be like acting like they're doing something totally different or something.
Well, that's fine. I mean, if I don't ask, I don't expect you. So, like, if I don't come to you and say, hey, you know, like, what you doing for your birthday? Or whatever. Like, if I ask you what you're doing for your birthday, you can say going to Hawaii. If I say with who, then you can expand on it. But if I don't, then you don't have to tell me, because guess what? I wasn't really specific with my question.
So amazing.
What I don't want you to do is lie to me, because I'm
gonna be. If he was to say to you, me and my homeboys are taking a guys trip.
That's a lie.
But I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think it's better than saying you going with a girl.
Because then them lies will keep adding up and I'm never going to feel like I can trust you.
But here's the thing. The truth of the matter is that I could be honest with you, but now it changes the dynamic between us. Because now you're going to feel a certain way about me choosing to spend my birthday with this person, and now you're going to feel like you waiting for me to come back, and then you're going to feel like you got the sloppy second. So now our energy is off, because whether we together or not, like you said, you have some sort of feeling about it. So now I just lost you with being honest.
Right.
Okay.
So that's why if I was a guy, I would lie.
See, she got here on 18.
No, you know what? You know what? I feel like I do not believe that honesty is always the best policy. I really don't. Right, in anything, like, not just relationships, but in anything. And I do know that people allegedly want the truth, but there's a different situation, right? Like, we're in a relationship and I lied to you, now I'm violating, right? Because I committed to us being together monogamously, I'm being faithful, I'm supposed to be faithful, whatever. I led you to believe that me and you have this commitment with each other.
Okay.
Now, if we're just dealing with each other and we have no commitment to each other, and I might not really owe you that. Like,
okay. I can see where she's coming from.
You know, because why do I have to handle you the same way out of a relationship that I would in a relationship if basically the title is only for you to bring me up on charges of cheating.
Yep.
Like, that's really what being a girlfriend or boyfriend is about.
Can I make a quick comment? I was listening the entire time. Y'all, I'm sorry. That liquor kind of chased up on me. I had to make a real quick sandwich. I did not eat nothing. but I was listening the whole time with my Beats headphones, I swear. But don't lie. On my perspective, I definitely agree with what y'all were saying as far as like not being lied to. I hate being lied to. But then at the same time, I get what Cuddy was saying as far as like, if I go into detail on what's really going on, then like, I feel like it's gonna just fuck up everything.
Yeah.
Like, and you gonna really be like mad at me when I'm not trying to get you mad at me, but at the same time, we don't necessarily have like an exclusive relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what people get it mixed up at.
Yeah. Cause people can't separate the feelings with the reality, right? So it's like,
exactly.
Yeah, they'll be like, I can't be mad, but still be mad. And now it ruins our whole situation. Cause now if I be like, hey, I'm back from Hawaii, wanna see me today? And you know what, girl's gonna be like, yeah, sure. You gonna be like, no, you were just fucking on that bitch for the last week, you know?
And you ain't take me.
Right, like.
That's real talk, but.
Oh man, okay, so
with everything that you said though, so if you have a high sex drive, mm-hmm. what would you suggest they do to handle that urge? So if you don't believe in like having fuck buddies, or you believe in having fuck buddies as long as they're doing something for you, is what you're saying?
If like every situation that I have, this is funny because the other day, like, my dude and I, we were not having, it was a while ago, and we were not speaking. And when he was trying to come back, I was like, he was like, oh, you know, I need to come home, like something. And I think he mentioned something about sex. And I was like, he not coming over here just to fuck on me. And then like all my friends were like, you fucked him a billion times already. I'm like, I don't care. Like, he still has to come back with something. So they were like, wait. I was like, I can't fuck somebody just for nothing. You know, like whatever. They're like, your own man? And I'm like,
it's the principle. Shit. Wow.
He ain't do nothing about 2 weeks. You know? And then they were like, well, I was like, listen, it's not transactional. It's just the fact that what I want from you, I mean, what you want from me is consistent, right? And what I want from you is consistent. So you want the sex to be consistent. You want head to be consistent. That's your list.
Right.
So, right? Like, yeah. You can put whatever you want on your list.
Right, right.
And you want me to abide by it. I'm putting what I want on my list. Like, so great. Just because on your list it's sex, mm-hmm. that doesn't mean that that's on my list. Right. So you're coming back, you want what you want, I want what I want, mm-hmm. you know? And so, and that's even in a relationship. So for sure, if I was just dealing with somebody new, and I have these conversations all the time because I tell people all the time, I don't know how you keep on allowing a guy to keep on getting over on not taking you out, but you having sex with him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, cause I know so many people who will be like, we've been fucking with each other for a couple of years now and he hasn't taken me out in a minute, but he's been over there at least the last 5 or 10 times.
Wow.
Because I wouldn't have let him make it past like the second time if he kept on trying to rain check me for taking me out to eat or the movies or whatever I wanted to do, right? Mm-hmm. So if he, you know, once or twice is cool, you know, you stay in the house, you watch TV, you order out, whatever. But by the third, damn near fourth time, if you're like, when are we gonna go out? When are we gonna go out? And he's like, no, we're gonna go out. All right, well, then you can't come over here until we go out. Right. You know? Like, yeah. I'm literally either not going to answer the phone for you, or I'm going to be like, well, how many more times you going to keep on telling me we going out? And then you just keep on coming over here and we don't do nothing.
Right.
I had to talk to my friend a couple of weeks ago, because this guy she met, every time he wanted to do something, all he would do would be like, oh, just pull up to the house. So I'm like, he going to pull up to the house you every time? Like, he can't say, he can't say, let's go do this, let's go do that. Then you don't need to see me.
Yeah.
I'm not pulling up to the house.
Nope.
Right. And it doesn't have to be an every time occasion, right? Because I love doing the whole sitting in the house watching TV thing. I love all of that too. But I got to know that you're willing to do the other thing as well. And this is just what I like, right? So it doesn't have to be that. It doesn't have to be this. Whatever else is on your list, that's on your list, you know? But you got to know what it is that you want, because you can't be like, oh, you know, like, I don't want him to think this about me, whatever it is, because that's what I hear a lot. Like, oh, I don't want him to think that I'm all blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, he doesn't give a damn what you think about him, because he ain't take you out yet, and he don't care that you are thinking, it, like, whether or not you're thinking, like, damn, he don't even take me out, he don't court me, he don't,
right.
You know. Right. Okay.
So. Mm. Yes. Okay. So, let's see. How did you land in your love life? Because are you engaged?
It's complicated.
Right. Okay.
So you said, how did I land?
Yeah. So how did you land there in your love life? Like, making that choice with that man and like, this is going to be the one. But it's complicated now. Okay. So.
I mean, no, but you know what? It was from a long time ago. We just had a lot of compatibility, right? So I don't necessarily think that I knew that I was going to get married to him or anything like that. And that wasn't, like, I don't see that far in my life, like, with anybody. I might not know I'm getting married until, like, the moment. Like, because one thing, and it's not something that I always consciously thought about, like, don't think that far, but now I do have, like, an actual thought process behind it. Especially hearing so many women on the phone say, like, be very disappointed about that process of getting married or getting engaged or having a, you know, a relationship that they're hoping and dreaming for. It's like, you miss the moments in the dating trying to get married, right? Because it's like, you're not actually savoring it. You're just like, is this the one, you know, like,
right.
I tell people all the time, even the dating process, even the hell dates are valuable to me. Like, I think it's a great story, right? Like, sitting at home at night saying, like, there's no men out there. We don't remember those nights. But we remember the night that we went out with this guy that we didn't like. Yeah. And whether or not it was, you know, the worst nightmare, you definitely are not going to remember the night last 10, 20 Fridays that you didn't go anywhere, you know? So I'm okay with that, you know? But as far as, like, when I select a guy, he has to be, I just have to feel really good, right? Usually humor. Like, I don't pick, like, the perfect guy on paper. I never do, you know, that, because I'm not perfect. I'm, like, far from perfect. So that's not even what I'm looking for, which some women are looking for perfection. I just am looking for the person who, like, has a good personality, is not abusive, is not an alcoholic, is not a weed head, is not a drug addict, you know, things like that. I mean, you can smoke weed, but I can't do the whole, oh, I'm not hungry right now because I ain't smoked yet. I can't do that because I like to eat, right? So I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait for you.
Yeah.
So things like that. But, and then, but no, I'm not engaged. So I'm not, I haven't found the person that I'm marrying yet. But when I am looking for that, I definitely look for those things. And then in addition to just where, Like, there's so many people who's good on paper, but then you just know that they're either boring or stuffy as hell, or like so anal. Yeah, like I just can't deal with the, like, I just like who I like, but it's usually a feeling more than anything, instead of like the resume, right? He checks all the boxes off, and then, you know, I have to stay with this person because this is the best resume that I've seen in, you know, the past 5 years. No. Mm-hmm. Especially because that's be the people who be complaining, like, but he don't want to do nothing else. Like, he got a good job, though. He got a good job, and he got properties, and he did it, and, but he just, and I'm like, well, yeah, I couldn't do that. Like, I couldn't marry somebody who was great on paper, and I don't have that feeling.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, it depends on how rich, all right? It depends on how rich.
I think every situationship really teaches us, like, what we want and what we don't want. Yeah. So, like, I'm with you when you said, like, you won't remember what you did those Fridays where you weren't doing shit. Yeah. But when you went on a bad date, at least you'll be like, oh, I sure as fuck don't want that. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, I think I completely agree with that.
Yeah.
That's what I like. What'd you say, Ashley?
That makes sense, though. Yeah. It does.
Cuddy, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What's your sign?
Oh my God, you don't know her sign? Everybody in America knows her sign.
Leo.
And you know, my daughter, my kids are Leos, and my daughter is she gonna give somebody's son a run for their money.
Oh, child. We had 3 Leos back to back this weekend. And
all of y'all have the same personalities.
Oh my God. Wait, so what's y'all sign?
I'm a Taurus.
I know you're a Taurus.
Shut up.
Uh-huh. I'm a Gemini.
I love Geminis.
Thank you. I love you.
I love Geminis. Cancers are very sweet. Like, I never had like an actual issue or anything with a Cancer. Like, I'm super safe with them. I'm like, you just know, like, life is just gonna be very pleasant. Like, what is it? Like, I've never, but that's just my compatibility with them, you know?
Right.
But,
other people be like, oh, they crazy. That they could be crazy. I'm like, I'm always defending. I'm like, oh, those sweet old Cancers.
My sister is a Cancer. She's a July Cancer. One of my best friends is a July Cancer. Them niggas crazy. Like, they are bona fide crazy.
See, I haven't had no bad experience with Cancers, and both of my best friends are actually born.
Like, I'm not saying like my experience with
But you said that they're crazy. See, I don't see on my end, and maybe I don't know. Maybe like she said, maybe it's a compatibility thing.
Yeah.
Like on my end, both of my because Money's my best friend, and I got a best friend JB. Both of them are born on the same exact day.
Same day.
Every kid I know is born on July 22nd. I don't know why is that.
Oh my God, stop playing. I know somebody on July the 22nd.
That's the cuss. That's the cuss, right? Of Leo and Cancer.
Yes.
I'm the 19th.
Everybody.
Wow.
For what?
The 19th.
Okay. That's the cuss.
My ex was July the 22nd, and then both of them are July the 19th. But yeah.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah,
it's
crazy.
Yeah. But Leo's are, and then my business partner, she's a Leo as well, and she's opposite, but she's on the Leo Virgo cusp, because
me too.
But she is like so different. Like, she is so different. It'd be like crazy. I'd be like, really?
Well, people always try to tell me I'm Virgo. I'm like, no, I'm not. But but I can see it. I could see the qualities that I do share from them, but for the most part, like, it's true. I don't even know what type of Leo I am anymore, because I am not like aggressive like Leos are. Like, Leos are super, you know, like, but we have a reputation of like being entertaining, being humorous, being fun, you know, things like that. But they also have a reputation of like being like the drama queen, but in a sense where it's like they always meddling in some drama, or they're like all, I don't know, like, but I'm not like that. I'm very, very chill. And that's the part that they kind of say is like more Virgo, because Virgos kind of don't give a shit about anything, right? So I'm like, okay, well, I'll take that. But I always be like, well, I know I'm a Leo, because if I was born one day later, I would have a couple of dollars. But as soon as Leos get money, it is gone.
Okay? Yes.
Poof. Be gone. And then when we don't have no more, it's like, oh, well, what you got? And what you got? And what you got? And what you got?
That is too funny.
That's crazy.
I love talking about the Zodiac signs.
Oh, speaking of, I came out with a Zodiac game. Let me go get it.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Let's see it.
Exclusive. Oh, only on the Little Kiss and Tell.
It's actually about to drop.
Oh, my God.
It's called Zodiacs. But like Zodi and then X.
Oh, my God. I love Zodiacs. I love it.
And you said, when is it dropping?
Well, it's going to be on pre-order this week, but it's not. I'm going to be shipped until May.
Listen, okay. I'm about to go ahead and just purchase my boxes now.
I need that.
I'm going to do my whole order because I need a hat too.
I have hats right now.
I love the hats in this
shirt. Thank you now.
Yeah, the hats go fast, so I always have to restock on those. The shirts are pre-ordered, but I have hats right now for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I love talking about Zodiacs. That's my thing.
I love how she's doing her thing. I hear y'all. Y'all gonna check out that Petty. Yes. Do you have like any closing remarks that you want to leave the people with?
Let me think. Being that a lot of my commentary is about dating, I think that one of the biggest things that I learned on like my cutty calls are two things. It's one, people like really spending so much time trying to force people to be with them and not enjoying like just the moment and like really learning themselves. Cause like everybody kind of wants to be like the victim. Like nobody wants to be with, this person doesn't want to be with me and this person chose her and, you know, and all of that stuff. And I'm like, everybody is entitled to choose who they want to be with, right? So you should probably stop taking it so personally, because it's really unfair for you to make this person feel guilty or ashamed for making the decision that they want, because half of the time it makes people feel less than, but I'd be like, maybe they don't want to do what they got to do to be with you. Like, and not that your standards are too high, but that your standards are too high for them, right?
That's okay.
So it's kind of like, you know, and that goes with anything, right? So like we could wake up today and be like, do I want to take the hard route or do I want to take the easy route? Like, and sometimes that's what it is too, right? So like people get very take that very personally and feel like people owe them for their time. Whether it was 2 weeks or 2 months or 2 years, I'm like, oh my God, no, you know. So that's one thing. I want people to like be less hard on themselves about how their dating life is going and what it should look like, and like being disappointed every single time that puzzle piece doesn't fit, you know. And the second thing is like everybody gotta stop trying to get over on each other. Like I feel like that's a big thing, because as much shit as we talk about guys, I'll be on the phone and somebody will say something like, well, I went on vacation with this dude, but he don't know. So, but he went on vacation with this girl and now they're spending a whole hour telling me how they want to ruin their life, right? And I'm like, but you just went on, and they be like, but right. He didn't know that. And I'm like, so, you know, and things like that happen all the time. It's like they give the next person so much grief because of what they're doing, knowing that they're still doing something themselves. And I'm like, this is more in abundance than we really think, you know, like, it's so the double standard is crazy. Everybody should just enjoy yourself, like, please, you know. So yeah, most of my commentary is usually about like dating, relationships, sex, And that's something that I've been coming across lately all the time. I'm like, everybody's so miserable because everybody just wants their person to stop dealing with somebody else and only be with them, even though they don't want to stop doing it until that, like, it's just like all over the place, you know? So yeah, I just want people to be very, like, just enjoy, savor, like, dating.
So. I like that advice. I'm gonna take that note.
You're gonna take that no money.
Thank you so much for being on here today.
I really, really appreciate it. And everybody can get my drinking game and my Zodiac game.
Yes.
Hopefully by the end of the week. And if anybody ever wants advice, they can book a cuddy call with me, 30 minutes or a half, 30 minutes or 60 minutes. And, you know, they could talk about whatever they want. Like, some people think it's only about relationships. I have people call me about, oh, I had an argument with my sister. Oh, you know, I want to open up this business. I don't know if it's the right, if it's the right choice. Like, what do you think about this? Like, help me, you know, get my thoughts in order. Or just everything and anything. Like, whatever, you know. And then people like, oh, I have this secret that I want to tell that I can't tell my friends, so I got to tell you because you don't know me. I'm like, bring it on, girl. Guys call me too. Not as much, but guys do call me.
Okay. Guys call, is it about like relationship advice or whatever?
Yeah, for sure. You know, guys will be like, am I tripping? Like, should I, like, how should I handle this woman? Like, how should I handle her? Or they might be in a love triangle themselves where they're like, how do I, you know, get out of this seamlessly without hurting somebody's feelings and stuff, you know, like, and sometimes guys just talk to me about business stuff too, you know, they'll be like, oh, what you think about this, you know, or they just need somebody that they think has valuable feedback, or, you know, they don't want to talk about it with whoever's in their circle. So, yeah.
I love it. That's a good idea. Okay.
Well, let me find out you're going to do a cutting call.
Well, it's anonymous too. So I never know until people, like, sometimes people want me to know who it is. But for the most part, I don't know who it is.
Oh.
So they just book on the link and they fill out the little form and tell me what they want to talk about or something like that. And I'm like, okay. And, you know, they might be like, oh, I'm so-and-so on Instagram, or otherwise I have no idea who it is. So that's why I love it, because then nobody has to feel uncomfortable. They can tell me their darkest secret and I'm not going to know.
That's good to know, y'all. So y'all got this.
So book. I love that idea. Yeah. I'll definitely be looking for your game, the Zodiac. Okay,
yeah.
At the end of the week, checking that out. Y'all gotta make sure you tried it, because I know y'all been loving that game. I've been looking everywhere.
I know y'all worked out with the game.
And last but not least, my book, The M and Man Is for Money. It's on Amazon and it's on Audible as well. So I narrate it. So if you don't have time to read and you're in the car, you can always listen to it.
Oh, that's perfect.
I'm the one who's narrating it. And
that's good.
People feel like I'm talking straight to them. I'm like, I am.
Check that out too. Yeah.
And just to think where you started from to where you're at now is like,
I could never see that far. So I'm like,
I know. Whoa. It's like the glow up was really real, because, like, y'all, it was like, back in the day, and now it's just like different. But I'm so glad of your progression.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate it.
Your spirit is real beautiful. Your smile. I want all our guy listeners to definitely tune in. I really more so listen than I talked on this one, and that was different for me. But I honestly learned a lot though, dead ass. Like, I took in a lot that you were saying. I actually made like little notes here and there.
Thank you.
I love it.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. But y'all enjoy the rest of y'all day.
Okay. Bye.
Have a good one.
Bye. Okay,
all right, y'all. Be sure to tune in and subscribe. Leave a rating and review. Be sure y'all are following us, and we will leave her information in the bio. So check her out, buy her games, her book, all of that. Hit her up with a cutty call. And until next time, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Face down, ass up, waiting for me. I'ma show you pretty ass up that you've never seen. Don't be scared, let your head down. Give your body all it needs, yeah. Just give it to me, baby, yeah. And we gon' see how we make love on the sheet. Take this ride to Pluto with finesse like Bruno. Give you this love that you want. Make it last all night, cause you know. Cause you know it's gonna be a fun ride. Now we're here, take over. Show me how bad you wanna. Give me that love that I want. Gotta keep me craving it all night long.